Magic in the Morning with Dirk and Angie.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And six songs in a row while you work.
95.1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's WTF. What the Schrock. Kaylee Schrock, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is a very special episode of WTS because it's Captain Kaylee Schrock.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise over break, and an early Christmas present for myself. But at the same time, you know, when you're wearing the C on the team, there's a little more pressure, and it's just good we got a big win on New Year's Eve.
I think that's so exciting. You're so like, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, we got to win and all, but you're the captain of the team. That's so big. Like, I want to be the captain of the station.
I'm going for you.
Well, to be honest, though, with you, Angie, like, we have a lot of, we really do have a lot of leaders on the team. And just because you wear a letter, that doesn't, it's not going to change the way I approach, you know, the locker room or the way I play the game. And I think there's a lot of other guys that could have easily had the C or been captain. You know, I've been here for a long time. I'm the longest tenured guy on the team, and I've won a few championships with the team. So, that may have had something to do with it. But we really do have a good locker room of guys that we have a lot of leadership in the locker room, to be honest with you.
You're such a good guy.
I know. I swear. You can tell he's uncomfortable talking about this.
Yeah, you're a good guy,
is
man.
Is it voted on? Is it assigned? How does it work? Or is it like you fill out a resume? I mean, what?
I think this year it was more the coach's decision. Sometimes the players vote on it before at the beginning of the year, but this was kind of, I think, the coach's decision, this one.
All right, so that's very cool. Is there, you can just tell me when I'm being obnoxious. Is there a bump in pay as a captain?
No, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't, it's just a privilege to have, and it's something that, when I'm done playing, I'll look back on, I guess, be a little more thrilled about than I am now. Just like I said, with the pressure and making sure that, if you're the captain and the team goes on a streak or a losing streak, you're the guy that people are going to look at. So there's a little more added pressure, but I like that, and I think that's why I've always played hockey, is because I like that pressure and I like competition. So it's a good thing.
I think that's awesome. I'm really proud of you. I think that's very cool.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate that.
It seems like there should be like a company car. You should get something. I mean, just, you get some keys to the Zamboni. It's something somewhere. As the captain, you should get something.
Oh, gosh. You don't want me driving the Zamboni. I'd end up in the third row.
Oh, yeah, right. We don't want that. All right. And then there's big news on the fight scene. We'll talk with Kaylee Schrock here more on the way. It's 95.1. WTS, what the Schrock. There were signs that said that at the Coliseum on New Year's Eve.
There were? I didn't see them.
Oh my gosh, imagine my excitement. I was like such a proud parent when I saw the pictures that people were tagging like on Facebook and on Twitter with their hashtag WTS. I was
awesome.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Because New Year's Eve, was that fight number 100?
I don't know who's counting, because I thought the one in Evansville was number 100 before, and then I think the one New Year's Eve was 101, but...
Whatever, it's still exciting!
Yeah, it's exciting, and the funny thing was, the fight on New Year's Eve was actually against my former line mate, and a good friend of mine, who we played together when we won the championship in Fort Wayne 2 years ago.
I know, so tell me more about that. Were you like, did you know ahead of time that you were going to fight him? You were like, I cannot wait for this. Or did it just like happen? Like, tell me everything.
It was just, before the game and warm-ups, I just asked him, hey, you just want to just tell right off the bat on New Year's Eve, there's going to be a big crowd, we'll get the crowd into it. And, he's like, we'll see. And then we started the game against each other. I'm like, Thorny, we definitely have to go, man. It's like a packed crowd. The crowd will love it. And, I think that we definitely weren't weren't throwing as hard as we normally do, I can tell you that. Because deep down inside, that's the only fight I've ever had that I was actually, I was concerned about the other guy, because he was my line mate. I mean, you know, we were really close when we played here, and I really do care and respect Stefan Thorne. And it was a sad day when we released him the next year, but I thought it was a good fight, and you know, we both respect each other, and I don't think a lot of people understand that, and you know, they see us on the ice throwing bombs at each other, but we it was just one of those things. And if that was the 100th fight, what a cool one to have it with, you know, my friend.
So bizarre to hear that.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was like somebody, you know, like. There are people you work with in the past. Like, there's a girl I worked with in the past. I'd throw down with her on some ice. Like, not a question in my mind.
Right. Like, is it bad blood?
That's what I wondered.
What was funny is I saw the video, because I wasn't at the game, but I saw the video afterwards, and it was like, as you guys were headed off to the penalty boxes, somebody slapped the other one on the butt.
Slapped me on the butt.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, so you know what? I think they're still cool. I thought that was like, all right, you know what? Let's, like you said, it was a little planned, and let's just go.
That's so fun.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, usually after the penalty box, if you fight a guy and they do something dirty, you know, you're only 10 feet away, so you can say whatever you want to him, you know, after you try to take the guy's head off. And, you know, Thorne and I were like, yeah, good fight, man. So what are you doing? What are you doing next week? What are you doing tonight? Okay.
That's so funny. It's like, you know, does anyone else remember, I don't know, you're maybe too young here, Kaylee Schrock, the classic Bugs Bunny, like when those guys would like clock in and clock out, like the Roadrunner, you know,
yes.
And the coyote would be like going up the elevator. And anyway, maybe that's just me. It's 95.1 Dirk and Angie here. And we're talking to Kaylee Schrock. So the official meter, what does the official meter say? Was that fight number 100 or is that 101?
Well, the Kaylee Schrock mayhem meter, you had the 8 fights. For the season, the career number of fights is definitely 101.
So there we go. So either way, we could all live and pretend on New Year's Eve that was fight number 100, and they should have dropped balloons at the Coliseum. I'm going to have to talk to Scott over there with the comments, ask him what's going on. They missed the whole moment, but congratulations on that milestone.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad I'm still playing after 100 fights. Jeez.
No kidding.
I think the only thing I'm going to be fighting next year is arthritis. hands are falling apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. We'll go get him. Again, the new captain of the Fort Wayne Comets, number 79, Kaylee Schrock. You guys are home Saturday and Sunday this weekend. And where do you guys go Friday night? You're on the road Friday.
Yeah, Evansville.
Right.
Evansville and Evansville at home. So two games, which that'll be exciting because that's a team that we don't really like. So there could be some more... some blood spilled.
Ooh, yes!
I know Angie loves that.
It's really not all about that. That's not why we want you on every week, but that was a milestone moment. So, you know, again. Hey, thanks for talking to us, and we'll check in again next week.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Number 79, Kaylee Schrock.